The most violent conflict in Peru's recent history. Abimael Guzmán led the Shining Path rebel movement, targeting police and the military, bombing indiscriminately, sabotaging infrastructure, and causing the deaths of thousands of Peruvians in a war with the state that lasted two decades. Since the group's first attack in 1980, he imposed an era of terror in Peru.
He used terrorism extensively to accomplish his political purposes. Maybe his political objectives will be forgotten. He wasn't interested in money or drug trafficking, but in a very radical extreme version of communism.
Abimael Guzmán used guerrilla warfare tactics to take the government by force. Part of his narrative was following on Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution, while also converging Stalin and Lenin's ideas into his own. Thousands of young and mostly poor Peruvians were convinced that the philosopher and university professor held what was described as a baton of justice, and his views, although extreme, were unquestionable.
He implanted the ideas and was successful in the face of a completely surprised country that didn't understand what was going on, who it was fighting and how, because the insurrection was completely different from any other in Latin America. Many killed others without knowing why they were killing, and many died without knowing why they were dying.
The armed conflict turned fratricidal. Most attackers and most victims were poor Andean Peruvians. Guzmán lived in hiding for many years. That helped create the myth that he was invincible. But then police arrested him here, a safe house, in a middle-class neighborhood in the center of the capital, very far away from where most of the armed conflict was taking place. Guzmán and members of his central committee group were arrested together. This was the first time Peruvians ever saw the most wanted man in the country. His capture in 1992 marked the beginning of the end.
It was as if you captured the queen bee, then total disconcert ensued. Confusion followed, and with that came the implosion of the movement. The moment he was captured, the Shining Path, which depended mainly on him, lost the war.
Abimael Guzmán was sentenced to life in prison for treason and many other crimes. The war left more than 60,000 dead and thousands more remain missing. Those who survived still bear the scars of one of the darkest periods in Peru's history.